every word is so true that it can be the right reform, but not with ignorance and attachment at all. That's why there has to be the understanding. And the understanding itself, at moment of understanding, it little, gradually, ignorance to cling, you know, very natural. That's why now whatever is so natural has to be understood. Otherwise, who is Sotapanna? The one who has eradicated all, even how latent a Buddha is, never to any object.
Yes, that no one can do anything that's...
Because no one, there's no one.
Right.
So just live and understand moment when it's there by conditions, directly understanding that which is there, even right now, not by me or anyone.
And it's amazing, no two moments are the same. It's amazing, right?
And what can be understood is only the limita, because just one cannot be known at all.
Right.
The citta before seeing cannot be known because seeing follows it.
Mm-hmm.
And the citta after seeing cannot understand the seeing. Only panya, which can understand just the limita of so many processes of seeing. So it's now, anytime, anywhere, depending on conditions. Otherwise, that's not the teaching which is so very subtle. So subtle beyond any expectation that the path is the noble path, the fourth noble path, because it has to be by conditions.
Yes, yes.
Now, the parami,
even that which fights the condition is conditioned. Yes.
Whatever is conditioned, just
everything.
Conditioned and
right.
Going instantly, not
yes.
to be known until right understanding understand better and better, clearly and clearer. And what we think that is direct is not direct enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not direct enough. Because that which is now appearing, gone. It can't be directly. And that is the understanding more direct about what is meant by directly understand.
And closer.
Closer. That's why there are so many degrees of panya, vipassana. Because the first vipassana is not as direct and close. It's close enough to understand that only one. And that in between, no thought about pavanka or anything, because it is distinct between the seeing and the hearing right now, which is not known yet, but it's there. That's why understanding the meaning of directly is not direct enough yet from the very beginning. Because now what is direct object, even if there, is gone.
Until directly.
Directly, or what? Hardness here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it subtle? Or so very simple, natural. If it's not subtle, what is subtle?
Right.
Each word should be studied carefully. To have more confidence to let go, just let go, naturally, quietly, secretly, on the way.
Right, when right understanding is there, it's let go. Right.
By itself.
Right.
So what level is the truth appearing right now? The skin, the peel, the surface of what is there, arising and falling away gravity. What appears is just like watching the skin. Who knows if it's just one frame? And one frame, more than just one moment of it. And this is the way to understand the right understanding is.
Well, even when people say, my dream, I had a dream, but we never have any control of what a dream cannot be.
And right. Is it anyone's dream?
No, right.
Just your own thinking.
Right.
And it's now, see? Just like that.
Easy to forget.
Cannot compare how we have lived in samsara and keep on not understanding the truth all along and begin to just understand stage by stage. If there's not enough understanding of the truth intellectually, how can it lead to more confidence? So, seeing is not hearing. Is it directly aware or directly understood? Or just gone, all gone?
Mm-hmm.
No condition for direct understanding and direct awareness yet, because it has to be conditioned by this moment, any moment of understanding. So we can talk about anything, because all realities are very, very subtle, exactly the same. Is there only what appears now?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Is there only that which appears now? More than that, unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Seven chittasikas, more than seven chittasikas. Different chati, vipaka, akusla, or kriya. Different ones. You can stop the way it is, as long as what is conditions, ignorance, condition, attachment, avijja, condition, sankhara, paticca samuppada, from years ago and this life, condition this life, non-stop. And that is the meaning of parami, the accumulation of understanding gradually, from time to time, from moment to moment, in life to life. Jira Kala Pavana.
It's very long, very long time.
Beyond imagination, how long we have lived. We, but no one at all. Wrong idea, wrong belief, ignorance and attachment.
It takes a long, long time to have firm confidence as well.
That's why, if you don't talk about it, how come the conflict? That's why, just any time, any moment, better than none. Because in the day, many thought about many things all the time. But now, the development of condition will condition one day. Even now, they can be thinking about this or that or whatever. As much as it has been accumulated by conditions.
Yes, again, for the last 2 months, there was no intention to reality, no consideration in the day at all for me because of my family problem. So at that time, I realized that Dhamma is just a appearing right now. Not in the book, not in the recording on YouTube. Yes, then I realized that I didn't understand anything.
And what appears is the shadow of the truth.
Yeah.
That's why I just talk about it when that moment for talking about it. Because we have moments for lunch, and the trip and everything.
Ajahn, the Chirasanya does that require the interest also in Dharma? Otherwise, just keep listening, does that actually condition Dhirasanya?
So what is the strong
interest?
Oh. Or Tira now?
Mm-hmm. What's now? Conventional stuff, basically.
Or Tira Sanyana. Of
Quora. Self. Mm-hmm. Right. Atasanya.
Yes. So firm. Tira yes. is so firm. Mm-hmm. Very stable.
Right.
That's why the development of understanding will change it mm-hmm. to have less and more firm Tira right. for understanding.
But normally the difficulty is the Chanda is sincere interest in Dharma. That's the difficulty one.
They have to understand what is the reality of Chanda. It's mm-hmm. the interest.
Right, interest.
It can be Akusala or Akusala.
Usually Akusala, and then...
But when we talk about the practice of enlightenment, the motive of
it has to be...
It's only Chanda, Vipriya, and Jitta, and right understanding.
Yes.
Chanda to be interested in understanding the truth of what is that to the end.
Right, right. It has to be there.
And that is Tirasanya.
Yeah.
About the truth, mm-hmm. but at the other moment, it's not Tirasanya yet. And how can we know whether it's Tirasanya or not? At home, when you're thinking about it, mm-hmm. rather than thought about it at all, right. it begins
wise attention.
To be. Right. You don't use the word because it's wise there already.
Mm-hmm. Right. right. Attend to the what is there. Right. Naturally, that's the difficult part. Naturally.
Everything is
Dhamma together, but now they have different understanding. But actually, no one knows the conditions and the accumulations.
Because of the accumulation of wrong understanding, so for
yes.
And right understanding, so there's very little
yes.
you can define.
Right.
It's
yeah. And like the already accumulated understanding is not enough, then it cannot be stronger by the wrong understanding.
That's why no doubt about the truth.
Every moment of considering about the truth, it just confirms more the truth.
And who knows how little it is from moment to moment.
Yes.
So the moment and what is there? So strong, or very slight, or expectation, mm-hmm. for panya, to realize at what time, even then, not then yet. Right understanding is so very good, very good. It knows how much is there. Even when Vipassanayana has fallen away, what about the Priya of the Vipassanayana? It has to be moment of the Priya, what has been experienced, whatever is there. So very little at a time, no doubt about Parami for years and years. Even the Bodhisattva, after he had told about Dipankara and the Bodhisattva, that after such a long, long time, he would become enlightened as this one, Buddha. Vidhi is there, see? Because before he can meet with the Buddha, Dipankara, he developed quite very, very keen and strong understanding. But the intention to become enlightened as Bodhisattva is not enough for that level. But usually we don't know that it's moment of intention. It came into the way we put it on.
With ignorance most of the time.
Yeah. Always there, unknown, until it's not. So now, there can be moment of understanding, attention, or attending to what is said at moment of trying to wipe the face or put on something. It's always there.
Yes, but it's not known.
Not known. Even now, understanding is the wise considering, working, rising, performing its function, because actually no one can perform such function at all.
Mm-hmm.
Only a chetasika or a reality which has its function. Not to be at a function, but only attending, arise to attend together with other chetasikas, arising with citta. That's why I begin to understand what's meant by the chief of experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything, it cannot perform, it just experiences the object.
Mm-hmm.
So, metta, it seems like the object is not experienced clearly because citta knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's such clear, not clear.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Little Hang, she had a question about the first Vipassana Jnana. Then you asked her that when, for example, one chittasika is the object of Vipassana Jnana, what does appear as? So what I understood is that it appears at that which experiences, right?
With what?
When a chittasika is the object of Vipassana Jnana, of the first one, it appears as that which experiences.
Nimitta?
Nimitta, for sure. Yes. As okay, as nimitta.
Because you see that we understand citta, we understand chetasika.
Mm-hmm.
But is that the moment when it's there appearing to be experienced as it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's why at that moment we have to understand that the world is not just like together with so many things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like a magician,
yes.
Quicker than that, faster yes. than that, more skillful than that.
Yes.
That's why now the experience so very quickly through the different dog ears.
Just as it is, if it's loba, not just that it's experiencing, but the characteristic of loba at that moment. And the characteristic of loba is that it experiences the object with attachment. So just as it is.
Okay. But because at the level of Satipatthana, for example, loba is also experienced as loba, the object which clings to the object. So at the level of Vipassana Jnana, which is a higher level, and it's where the distinction between nama and rupa is understood. So I think the strongest thing that appears at that moment, I think, should be the characteristic of that which experiences versus the characteristic of that which doesn't experience anything.
Yes, but it's not just that which experiences like nothing. It's still has to be the reality.
Yes.
It's the reality itself.
Yes, yes.
That is understood even more clearly.
Okay. Yes.
So it may be loba, it may be seeing, it may be hearing,
anything.
Any reality, so different depending on the reality.
Yes. And the distinction between the sense door and the mind door is also understood at the level of Vipassana Jnana, isn't it, Chachan?
We have to understand what is Vipassana Jnana, because you see that even now we think that reality appears as it is, but not at all. It's just a very fast, very shadow, just a shadow of the reality which arises and falls away. For example, no matter its hardness or what it's seeing, or the citta, or the feeling, or the lopa, not just only so, very later in a process.
Mm-hmm.
And a process cannot be realized.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many nimitta of one reality. That's why now, can anyone imagine the mind of process in between everything? Strives, ears, no sound. So it's not clear. That's why it's not Vipassana Jnana. And understanding what is meant by direct awareness. Now, it can arise. But what about right understanding? there's many things around, and it's just a moment or a process or many process and nimitta of an object.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite different
mm-hmm.
from when mind or just open up
mm-hmm.
inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is there.
Mm-hmm.
So it, the meaning that no one can say anything at all, because it's the moment of realizing the truth of what Buddha thought about a characteristic that experiences an object. It's there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So no doubt about the characteristic of citta. Even there's nothing appearing, what is there? The reality which experiences. But if it is the object of the experiencing, it's not the manifestation of the reality which experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between that reality which experience and that which is experienced, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But it can experience anything like feeling, mm-hmm. pleasure or pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the citta experience, so no doubt about the reality which doesn't have shape and form at all, is as now, but it experiences the object which appears as not itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why at that moment no doubt about the reality which experience and that which is the object
mm-hmm.
in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about dark or darkness, now turn off all the light.
Mm-hmm.
But there is seeing of darkness, sense of idol and mind
mm-hmm.
experience that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not even just when the light turns off,
mm-hmm.
how dark it is, because no idol process at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's dark, idol process experience darkness. But when it's not mind or, excuse me, idol experience darkness. But imagine when there is no idol.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
more than just that.
Yes.
That's so why it, what is the inside turns out to show up as it is, one reality at a time.
Mm-hmm. Just to clarify one point, so in the idol processes, at the moment of seeing, is light. Seeing sees visible object, so that's one is light. But and the next cittas.
And excuse, what about citta before seeing? The chakudvara, which no citta.
Because the object is light too, but it doesn't see.
It experiences something through that doorway only. That something
okay.
had just appeared.
Mm-hmm.
To begin to know that something is there, but
yes.
the light does not appear yet.
Okay.
And then seeing arises to see it.
Mm-hmm. So that one appears to the seeing.
Yes.
To the seeing. So yeah. that is the moment.
But it is different from when it appears to seeing, which sees, and it appears to sampaditana, which doesn't see, but
mm-hmm.
experiences the same object.
Yes, but can we say
this
that it's still light?
This is the difference light? Between Panja Tuvara Vajna, the adverting, and the Sampaditana.
Okay.
Mm. Two different functions.
Yes.
And three different functions now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bhavanga, different function.
Yes.
The light is only seen at the moment of seeing when it's Sampaditana, then it experiences the object, but the light doesn't appear.
Yes, so the Panchadwara just but knows something, it's no light.
He said that it experienced five objects
yes.
at a different moment because of adverting.
It has to be the visible object.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's seeing sees it, it's the light that appears. And when it's Sampaditana, can we say the light is experienced? It's the same object, it's just received the same object. So it has to be the light object at that moment. So only the Panchadwara Vajana, the light doesn't appear.
Different functions. Panchadwara
Vajana
cannot be.
So the light appears at every moment except at Panchadwara Vajana when it just averts with something, getting used to the object.
question would be now, can you call the Vietnamese lady in the US who would like to talk to you?
That's my hearing, so very close, closer than anything at the moment of hearing.
So true.
Yes.
So we always looking for something else, far-reach,
And this will condition women appearing and pursuing with understanding gradually, directly to what is there, from life to life. Time to time, all the moment. It's very beautiful.
I listen to Ajahn all the time, and then every time I listen to the Ajahn Dharma talk, so it looks like the same things Ajahn repeated all the time, but every time I receive it differently. So really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So I'm close to you in thought, but what is closer is hearing. The innermost. No one is as so close as hearing.
Only the realities. Yeah.
But that's direct understanding.
Because not word at all at moment of understanding the truth.
Right.
Forget the word. Otherwise, someone would like to find out what word is that for that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's seeing or whatever it is.
But the condition is Yoni So Manasikara before the Patipati.
We talk about condition and we talk about Manasikara. Is there Manasikara now?
Yes, but...
So, do we have to talk about it? Manasikara? It's there. When it's known, no need to talk about the name. Forget the word.
Yes.
But understand the truth.
But the meaning, yes. But the reality.
But if someone read with misunderstanding, you can put it in brackets. Your own explanation about the real meaning of it.
Right. Well, one of the other reason is in Taiwan, a lot of people follow Zen, and Zen talk a lot, no words of Buddha.
Yeah, but I think that it does matter whether it's Zen or other sect. But
right.
What about the truth?
Yes.
Just about the truth.
Right.
The truth itself doesn't have any sect at all.
No.
Okay. Forget about the word.
Forget about the word.
Don't know what it's for.
I just want to elaborate a little bit more point. This morning Ajahn mentioned about the visible object of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking a lot and a lot, many, many times, but...
Just the condition to understand what is there now as it is. Not shape, no form, nothing, only that which impinged. That's why when it appears through mind or process, so like a flash of each moment. To know that actually what we take for something is not there at moment of seeing or whispered object.
But in truthful, the visible object is something that cannot be imagined.
Now, do you imagine?
Now,
the imagination. Beyond thinking, it's there already. And thinking of it is at the moment.
Can you elaborate a little bit more? Is now this visible object?
Because we are used to the word seeing, but the reality which experiences an object is not known from birth, no matter where and when and what. Right now, it's only that which experiences an object from time to time, from moment to moment. But we think just about that which is experienced as this and that, but what about that which sees? You thought about it?
So, one time that Ajahn mentioned the visible object, it
What is seeing?
I know. I think meaning that the thinking hidden
the dog is,
by what we seen are
still tiny.
Only that which
and
appears.
When I listen to the recording,
and that which experiences it. No world, no one, no thing.
So that I'm talking about visible objects, but right now not for the capture, not for the pinpoint about the visible object. It's something to be considered more about the what appears right now is not as normal. Not as
I think that is wrong understanding.
Well, yes.
Remember all the sound,
see,
right?
Very easy to go wrong.
Yes.
Because there is intention and ignorance and attachment.
When we listen to
three moments after seeing is there as asava. That's why the word kina asava for arahata. Kina is eradicated, no more asava. Hardness cannot be seen, taste cannot be seen. But now what is seen by a reality which sees it, which means it experiences only that object. Only that object, see, just only, like a flash, in a process. It cannot be anything yet.
Because when the light turn up,
what appears?
I can see the sap and the horn.
That is the thought. But try to find the word to name it or call it. But the truth is that what is seen, no matter it is darkness when the light is turned off and so on, it's seen as different light and dark. No word.
The wonderful opportunity for me to really take a look inside and
Have you read any book, like the Tipitaka?
I've been reading quite many books of it, because actually now I'm following the teaching of Zen Master Thích Nhất Hạnh.
Zen Master Thích?
Thích Nhất Hạnh, from the Plum Village.
The famous Vietnamese teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, yes.
I've been practicing in Plum Village in France for the past 1 year. Before that, I'm following another Zen master in Vietnam, Zen Master Thích Thanh Từ.
And what is the difference?
I think for the Zen Master Thích Nhất Hạnh, he simplified the technique. For him, it's more on the healing side for the people who struggle with trauma. And for Zen Master Thích Thanh Từ, it's quite similar to your technique, quite somehow similar, because it's more on the philosophy side, but Zen Master Thích Nhất Hạnh, he more on the graphic side.
And it's a difference, because it's just similar.
I think somehow, I don't think it's like 100% similar, because you know, everyone has different technique of teaching.
What do you mean by teaching?
Teaching, yeah. I think that you have different way of teaching.
Different way, different kind of technique.
I think different way.
Different
of,
understanding.
I think like different way of teaching. Different,
different
way
understanding.
To, different way to imply the knowledge.
But what one sees has to be one's own understanding, not just a technique.
I'm sorry.
What one say is what one understand, not just technique.
I'm sorry, I cannot get
for
your
example,
questions.
When there is such understanding, like what is Dhamma, not the word, but what is it? See, this is my one's own understanding, not just follow the word and just say Dhamma. See?
A technique is something one practices, something one does, but an understanding is not a practice, a technique, or a doing of anything. This is the difference.
You meant the way of teaching, right?
Yeah,
teaching is different.
Yeah, so that's what. I mean, the way of teaching, because I think like there is many branch of Buddhism, and each of the teacher, they do a different way of teaching.
And what do you mean by branch and way?
I think we call it like vehicle or department of Buddhism. There's a Pure Land, there's a, because I don't really know the Sanskrit term. There's a Pure Land, there's a Zen, there's a Vajrayana. Am I right? Please correct me if I'm wrong. So it's like many different branch of Buddhism. So I think each of the teacher will, it's just like, it's depend on our energy online, that we will follow that path.
So what Ajahn is saying, it's not a matter of following this way or that way, this technique, that technique, this teacher or that teacher, but beginning to understand what life is now, so that it's not following but understanding. This is the difference.
Can I have one question that I think this is the question that I have for a very long time. That is, how can I apply your teaching or any way of Buddha teaching into the struggle, real life struggle?
Okay, is this question right or wrong? The question of how can or what can I do, right or wrong? Right understanding or wrong understanding? Is that wrong? Is that other way? No understanding, just sitting, reciting, can bring about the understanding of the truth of this very moment. Because what is most truthful, this moment, or what moment? We talk about that, but just not now. Can there be any understanding? But when there is the understanding of the truth, no matter is that, or later, exactly the same. For example, seeing today, seeing tomorrow, yesterday, seeing. Not just a technique, or the way to explain, or how I can understand that. That is the very, very long, very, very deep idea of self and Buddha accumulated. Everything is something. For example, at the moment of just experiencing anything, for example, seeing is there now, it sees no one, but it experiences, so that one is I. But actually, seeing is conditioned to arise just to see. Learn more about seeing, what are conditions for seeing to arise. And then there can be the beginning. It's impossible to take seeing for I because it's gone completely. Yesterday seeing, just a moment ago seeing, seeing right now and seeing any time. It conditioned just arise to see. Can it hear? Can it like? See? Impossible. That's why just be truthful to the truth, whether it's true or not. That is the beginning to understand the truth.
I think today you opened my eye.
Considering.
So when there's the I question, how can I apply what I've heard? This is still the idea of following a technique, following this way or that way. It's not the understanding now, because it's still what can I do.
So may I say this? Please correct me if I'm wrong. So what I learned today is everything is just the rise, and it's like a rise of our thought, and it's a moment to moment. It's come up and then it's gone. It's gone completely. It's done forever. Then we're not like grasping to it, but we just like stay out of it, observe it, rise and rise up and down. Comes and goes. We're not attaching to it, not attaching to the idea of right or wrong, happy or sad. Am I right to say that?
Actually, there's no need to be attached or not attached.
So we can get into the main point of sorrow.
The main point is that all these different realities are arise by conditions, no I involved to no I to observe, no I to stay in, stay out, to do anything. Actually, there are just these different things.
What happened to people, for example, because right now I don't have any bad experience, I mean, just for example, what happened to someone who's struggling with their trauma? So they cannot, because the pain is so real, how can they just like, okay, it's just right up and down. Like, how can they deal with that?
Just find a way for how can you do anything? Can there be you now? What is that? Can it be someone or somebody there? We are talking about the absolute truth of one reality at a time, because seeing is real. Why? Only when it sees, when it arises and sees it's real. Can you say that now seeing is not real? Why? Now arises and sees. If it hasn't arisen, how can there be seeing right now? Consider the truth little by little and understand what is meant by enlightenment or understanding. See, at this moment, there is seeing. Is there any understanding of seeing? To be truthful, is there a reality which cannot understand seeing? So now there is no understanding of seeing. It's not an I. That's why we read about different realities in life, in the day, anytime, by conditions. And what is the meaning of understanding? It's opposite of ignorance. So at this moment, it is right understanding or ignorance of seeing. And can there be a little more understanding of seeing? Because seeing is not true. But what is its nature? What is its characteristic? What is its reality? And what is the difference between seeing and that which is seen? Otherwise, we cannot understand that they are different, because now there is the things of many people seen. But in truth, what is it? In just the moment of seeing, can you see everything at once? Impossible. So what happened to being so many people around here? In fact, in truth, just the moment of seeing that which can be seen. And what is meant by that which can be seen? It has to impinge on the eye base. And what is the eye base? See, there must be the understanding of the conditions for whatever arises in order to have firm confidence of the truth of life. Destiny is a truth. And there can be the understanding of the truth little by little until the moment of enlightening the truth. But it's not just at level of intellectual understanding about it. Because now we're talking about seeing, and seeing arises and falls away, and it's not here, and so that's why understand the truth is a reality. Understand the opposite of ignorance. So in life, from life to life, in ignorance, from moment to moment, because it's there as soon as seeing is there. No understanding. No understanding of anything to the sixth level. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. So how much ignorance. That's why begin to learn the truth of what is there now appearing and consider it in order to have confidence of the truth. Otherwise, we just say that the truth is this and that, but this has to be your own consideration. Honestly, to be truthful, there is seeing right now. And while we're talking, seeing is all the time. It has not disappeared, but in truth, at the moment of hearing, they can never be seen together. Because it is. To understand what is meant by Buddha,
or the enlightened one. Otherwise, why do we listen to the word about seeing, hearing, smelling, so on? I just wrote down Buddhang Saranam Kacchami, Dhammam Saranam Kacchami, and Sangham Saranam Kacchami. If there's no understanding of what's Buddha, impossible to understand who's the Buddha. Just pay respect to God. And there's no understanding. So very truthful from the very beginning. And that is part of me. Otherwise there cannot be a little more understanding until moment of enlightenment, the truth. So true. Since it's now rising and falling away, how can it not be the regular experience? And this is the teaching of the enlightened one, because he has enlightened the truth, the absolute truth. And from his great compassion, he taught for 45 years about all.
That happened once, say dosa appear very well, and then it starts, the rest starts. But it doesn't mean what happened next or later is always clear. It can be very weak.
Anatta.
Right, right.
For a moment.
For a moment, right. But it takes some level to appear well. But what happened later? If the object is no selection, but the panya should be also at a very high level already.
Can there be vipassana understanding reality such level all the time?
Not all the time, but...
Really?
Oh, okay, at some level it could be all the time, right.
But what about when there isn't understanding? What about moments of ignorance, moments of doubt, so nothing appears well, or moments of considering, so then it's not direct understanding. So it cannot be direct understanding all the time. It's just for a moment.
I didn't mean all the time. I mean when it arises, yes. Can it be actually weak, even though it's already clear before?
Are you talking about Satipatthana? When it appears well?
I'm talking about once Sati and Panya at a good level and the object appear well. But that doesn't mean later on when Sati arises again, it's always strong. Or you'll be at the same level anyway. It does not regress.
Otherwise, there must be vipassana all day.
It cannot be like that. Like even for the sotapanna or arahat, moments of pariyatti understanding, moments when it's not direct understanding.
Right.
It's always just for a moment.
Right.
But once doubt has been eradicated, more doubt, once wrong view has been eradicated, once there's firm understanding what visible object is, then no conditions for doubt when it's really firm. But it doesn't mean there's direct understanding all the time. It's just for a moment, even when understanding arises.
Okay.
It can be direct understanding, and it can just be pariyatti understanding, or no understanding.
Right. For sure, there's no understanding.
It's like a stock market. There's a trend, but it doesn't mean it's high all the time.
Until Banya becomes a power.
Can be a whole lifetime with no understanding.